Bill Buckley here, and it's gadget time, it's technology time with the one and only, the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp. Welcome, Fevzi, good to have you with us again today.
Thank you so much, good to be back.
Starting with a very disturbing news story, beware the FluBot. What is a FluBot?
So FluBot is it's a scam that's doing the rounds of people who use Android smartphones and devices. And the reason I've chosen this is basically to warn people not to fall for the scam. Mm. So what's happening is people are receiving text messages on their Android smartphones purporting, well, you can actually get them on an Apple smartphone, but it doesn't work on the Apple, but it works on the Android. So if you're an Android user and you get a text message purporting to be from a courier company and then asking you to click on a link to track the package that's coming to you, which obviously no package is coming to you, you click on that. It then takes you to a place where it gives you instructions to download the tracking app, in quotes. It's not a tracking app. It's a piece of malware. Spyware. It takes over your phone. It steals all your information, your banking details and everything else. And it then sends the same or similar text to everyone in your contact list. And that is why this is a major, major threat. So if you think of it in terms of, the COVID virus, and we talk about the R number, how many people can each person
comparison.
Infect? Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But here, instead of the R number being sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's maybe 500, depending on how many contacts you've got. So this has the ability to spread like wildfire, and that's what it's doing at the moment. So if you get something like that saying, click on this link. First of all, don't be clicking on links in text messages unless you really, really do know the provenance. And the shame of it is, for example, some of these text messages mention DHL. Nothing to do with DHL, by the way.
No.
Others may mention other companies. But the point is, you may by chance, if enough of these messages are sent, a proportion of the people who randomly receive these messages will be waiting for a package. Some of them will be waiting for a DHL package. And that will give it the credibility where you click on the link and follow the instructions. So just don't do that, because it's same with banks and all the rest of it. If you name a particular bank, there's a good chance that about 20% of the people in the country will have an account with that particular bank. It doesn't mean it's genuine. There is another thing to say about this. The way that they're getting round the App Store, because the Google App Store would make some efforts to stop this, but they are doing what's called side-loading applications onto Google smartphones. And side-loading should really never be done. And the difficulty is that you've got people like Fortnite, the game Fortnite that had a big spat with Google. So they came off the App Store and they're telling people who want to play the game to side-load it. So now there is a quasi-legitimate reason for side-loading an app, because a big company can't play nice with Google and therefore gets around Google by getting people to side-load apps onto their phones. And because people now may be used to this and may think, well, it can be legitimate because I've already done it before with that app, they're more likely to follow these instructions. So don't be clicking on links. Watch out for anything that says you've got a parcel being delivered, and don't sideload apps.
Is our vigilance the only tool we have to combat this, or is there anything else?
It's really difficult because it's a sort of distributed attack. It's not coming from a central source that can be shut down. Phone becomes a bot or a zombie. It becomes the walking dead that's part of their network. It's under their control and they're using your phone to send out all these messages. So it really, there are steps that the networks can and should be taking to recognize the messages and stop them, but clearly that's not happening to a sufficient degree, and it is spreading very, very quickly. So just be aware. Do not click on any links. Remove the text from your phone so you don't accidentally click on it later.
Sure.
And don't install any apps, from anything other than the App Store.
And if you do nonetheless come a cropper, having had this warning, and it's perfectly understandable if you do, what do people do then?
Well, EE and 3 have already issued advice on this. Also, if you go to the website of the National Cybersecurity Centre, NCSC, National Cyber Security Centre. They've also issued guidance about the threat and what to do if you've already downloaded it. But essentially, you try and uninstall it and make sure that you don't. You need to get it off your system, because it's not just that it's spreading to others; it's trying to steal your data.
The world is such a wonderful and such a horrible place, and nowhere is that shown in sharper focus, I think, than in this brave new world of technology. Yeah,
very sad. Our technology is very much a reflection of the human psyche. It has capacity for amazing good and astounding evil. So, you know, I guess, you know, we shouldn't be surprised we made it. It's a reflection of us.
Be careful. Thank you for that. Right, we shall get on to the gadget of the week in just a second. Fevzi Turkalp is here. He is the gadget detective. You can find him on Twitter at gadget detective. Bill Buckley here. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, also here. On we go now to his gadget of the week. Once again, you surprise me, Fevzi, because this time it's a blood pressure monitor.
It's a lot more than that. This is a unique device. Think of it as a 3-in-1 medical device. So it looks... First of all, let me tell you what it's called. It's by a company called Withings, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S. French company. They were bought up by Nokia at one point and became Nokia Medical, but they've struck out on their own since then and are producing some very good products. This is called the Withings BPM Core. That's BPM as in short for blood pressure monitor. And Core as opposed to Connect. There's two different ones, and I'll explain the difference. We're looking at the Core today, which is the high-end machine. So it is a completely wireless, tubeless, all-in-one blood pressure monitor. So it's a cuff that goes on your upper arm, like all good blood pressure monitors do, but it doesn't have a tube coming off it going into a box. All the gubbins is attached to the cuff. It has a display, so although it does sync up to the app and you can record all your blood pressure readings and analyze them and share them, you can also read it directly off the device, which is rather nice. But in addition to being a blood pressure monitor, it has built into it a basic ECG function, which I'll explain, and also a digital stethoscope, which I'll also explain. So blood pressure, always a good idea to keep an eye on your systolic and diastolic blood pressure and your heart rate. Shouldn't panic, but you should just keep an eye on it and look for trends. It's a very good indicator of long-term health outcomes. So, you know, you should do that. And the fact that it synchronizes both with the HealthMate app, which is one of the best apps of its kind, HealthMate being from Withings, but also works with Apple's Health if you're an iPhone or iPad user. But in addition to the blood pressure monitor, it is a basic ECG, electrocardiogram, and what it has the ability to do is detect atrial fibrillation, which is where people get palpitations. They're not always aware of them, but it means that it starts off with occasional flutters of the heart, and then that arrhythmia gets worse over the years typically. And it's a dangerous condition, particularly if it goes undiagnosed, which it can do, because if the heart is not beating regularly, it's not expunging all the blood from the chambers on each cycle in the way that it should do, and that blood can cause eddies in the chamber and can thicken and cause blood clots. So it's very important to know, because it's a treatable condition. So it does that. It does a one lead ECG, and it flags if it thinks you're showing atrial fibrillation. In addition, the digital stethoscope listens to your heart. Actually, you know, like it's got a circle on it, rather like the head of a conventional stethoscope, and that's pressing up against you, and it listens to your heart and helps detect the most prevalent valvular heart disease. So again, it's doing some basics, and this is all really exciting. This is a medically accurate device. It's a, you know, medical device. It's gone through the tests that it needs to for them to make that claim. And it's an indication of how things are changing. The fact that we are increasingly able to monitor our own observations and then have artificial intelligence make an initial assessment, and if it's worthwhile, then that is passed on to your doctors, who have the ability to monitor you, you know, because atrial fibrillation, for example, very hard to spot. You know, if you say, oh, I'm getting flutters, your doctor will put a monitor on you for a day or 3 days or even a week, but it may not happen during that period of time. But if you've got the ability to track it yourself, you can get a diagnosis and treatment much more quickly. Now, the bad news is it's £230, which is not at all cheap. However, if you just wanted the blood pressure monitor version, very similar from Withings, it's called the Withings BPM Connect instead of the Core, then that's about £80 or £90, I think. So,
huge difference, yes.
Yeah, it's a big difference because you really, but I've never seen a device that does all three things I've mentioned in one. Yeah. And it is the benefit of it is that if you're doing the test anyway, to get all three tested at the same time is a real benefit, and it all synchronizes with the same HealthMate app from Withings or the Apple Health app itself, and it gives you all these benefits. So I've given it 4 stars, and it would have got 4.5 had it been a little bit cheaper.
There's always some logic behind your scoring. Yes.
Yeah, because it's an actually absolutely unique device. There's nothing else that does all these things in one that I've encountered.
Yeah.
But I would just like it to be a little bit cheaper. Only because it is so good, I want most people to be able to afford to use it. And at 230, some people would think twice, particularly if they think they're healthy.
Might give you slight palpitation spending all that money.
Well, it might, yeah.
Don't want that, do we? And do doctors like us having kit like this generally then? There is the school of thought that a little bit of knowledge is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, so it's a very good question. Particularly, there are concerns that devices like this could overwhelm the NHS by the worried well having either themselves or having their apps send the data out potentially. I think that's why there's a role for the AI to do the initial screening and not to try and freak people out. Because, you know, for example, if you have blood test results, you can't just ring the GP and have the receptionist read them to you without a doctor having reviewed them first, because mm-hmm. sometimes people misunderstand results. There have even been, you know, people taking very severe action because they thought negative meant something bad, you know, and all of, you know, this, oh, you know, Mr. Turkout, your results are negative. And some people think that's a bad thing and so forth. So, it can be an issue, but I believe that this system is quite cautious. It doesn't make wild claims. And if it suggests that you should speak to a doctor or share this with a doctor, I think that's probably good advice.
Jolly good. So that is the Withings BPM Core.
Yeah, at 200. Core as in foie.
Yes, for more reasons than one. At £230 at the moment, 4 stars from Fevzi. And just to underline what we were saying in the first part, if you're not expecting, or even if you are expecting a message about a delivery or something like that, look very, very carefully at the message you get before you click onto anything. I mean, often you can tell because the English isn't right or the logo doesn't look convincing. But then, of course, some of them, Fevzi, are really, really spot on.
These are really
they?
Just basic, very very bland text messages with a link. It's very hard to spot.
Yeah,
just don't do it. If your package is, look, you know, if they're going to send you a package, let them send you the package. That's fine. You don't need to track it. Yeah,
we're all too trigger happy these days. Fevzi, thank you so much.
Just delete the text. Yep.
We shall talk in 7 days. There he goes, dispensing his wisdom. Follow him on Twitter @GadgetDetective.